Hello, ambitious achievers. Welcome to another episode of the Be Well Club podcast. I'm your host, Bithia, and as you may already know, I help driven women like you level up their lives through a focus on holistic well-being. And today, we are tackling something a lot of us struggle with, even the most successful. And if you guessed imposter syndrome, you are definitely right. You know, those nagging voices in your head whispering, you're not enough, not good enough, that you are a fraud just waiting to be exposed. Well, ladies, let me tell you, you are not alone. Imposter syndrome is a sneaky beast, especially for high-achieving women. And that's why we're here today to dive in, understand where it comes from, and I will also give you a few tools that I myself have implemented. So I know it works, and I'm hoping that you guys would also implement these tips that I'll be giving you so that you can reclaim your power. All right, so the good news here is imposter syndrome isn't some official diagnosis, and rather it's more a pattern of self-doubt. It makes you discount your accomplishments, saying things like, I was just lucky, it was perfect timing, or worse, I just fooled everyone. I know I have felt all of these, especially the timing part of my career. And I remember I used to just feel like, hey, I think I got that promotion because I was just at the right place at the right time. Even though when everyone around you praises your smarts, but you still have this fear that you are going to be exposed and that you're incapable and that you were just lucky being there at perfect timing, right? And ladies, let me tell you, this isn't just nerves or low confidence. Imposter syndrome is this relentless, nagging doubt that pesters you even when your success is undeniable. You might think, wait, shouldn't my achievements make me more confident? Sadly, that's not how it always works. Because as high achievers, we often set impossible standards for ourselves. I know I do. I constantly push myself to outdo my goals, even when that initial goal was crazy hard to reach. So any little setback feels like proof I am not good enough. And you know what? Women have it even tougher. Think about the messages we get as girls. Be modest. Downplay your successes. It's that whole good girl syndrome. And it lays the perfect groundwork for imposter thoughts to take root. And plus, a lot of us still work in environments where we are the minority. And a lack of representation makes those doubts worse, doesn't it? You start thinking, did I really earn this? Or am I a diversity hire? Maybe I got lucky. Or they just pitied me. And even amazing women battle with this. Michelle Obama felt like an imposter at Princeton. And Emma Watson, a global star, still struggles with it. All right, so if you're wondering, what does imposter syndrome has got to do with nutrition? A lot. Imposter syndrome creates crazy stress, in case you didn't know. And hey, we know, stress is my favorite topic. When your mind is on fraud alert, it throws your whole system out of whack. Stress hormones, cortisol, and adrenaline, they mess with your digestion, your sleep, your energy, which in turn makes fighting those imposter feelings even harder. I know, it's a nasty little cycle, but that's where nutrition, or rather holistic nutrition, comes in. By nourishing your body with proper foods, prioritizing sleep, and supporting your gut, you are building a stronger foundation to address those nagging thoughts. Okay, let's get practical. How do you fight imposter syndrome? All right, so first things first, focus on facts. When those thoughts hit, combat them with evidence. List your accomplishments, testimonials, or positive feedback. Because logic is your secret weapon here. When you keep a handy reminder of your wins, especially when imposter syndrome kicks in, you will be able to easily go back to it and remind yourself of how good you are. and how successful you are. And keep doing that until those negative thoughts fades away. Okay? Focus on facts. Number two, reframe mistakes. Everyone messes up. I used to beat myself up so badly over mistakes. Instead of catastrophizing, use mistakes to learn. I now write them down right away and make a plan to improve. And this honestly cuts down overthinking and has helped me focus on solutions, usually within a couple of hours. Let me tell you, before I started reframing my mistakes, oh boy, I will be in that overthinking cycle for, geez, like from 2 to 4 to 7 days. I'll just keep thinking and thinking about it. But now I've learned to read from my mistakes and I can bounce back super quick. Thirdly, share your struggle. You will be amazed how many women feel the same. And that's why talking lessens the power of these thoughts. And if you have read Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, you know how the author has mentioned that we love to talk. So talk things out, share your struggles, share it with obviously someone that you trust, right? And remember, studies have shown 70% of people experience imposter syndrome and you are not alone. For me, I realize that I tend to share my struggles more with my partner, but obviously it depends on the topic, right? But I notice that majority of the time, I do share it more with my partner just because we have created this safe space. And I just feel very safe to share it with him. And I know that he's going to help me get out of it faster by motivating me, by, you know, giving me pep talks or whatever. So yeah, share it with someone that you trust. And lastly, make sure you are celebrating your wins. It doesn't matter how big or how small it is, always acknowledge them. Because what you're doing here is actually building a positive track record in your own mind so that when those imposter thoughts kick in, you have them in handy to counter them back. So let's not forget our foundation, or in other words, how nutrition can play a role here. So make sure that you're always eating for stability, because balanced blood sugar keeps your mood steadier. And when your blood sugar is steadier, it helps fight those anxiety spirals imposter syndrome can trigger. I used to binge on chocolate when I feel stressed due to various factors, including imposter syndrome. Why? Because it gives me an instant but short-term dopamine kick. Oh boy, it made things worse for me in the long run. As you know, I gained 20 pounds. But yeah, now I eat consciously. I'm aware when I'm on fight or flight mode. And instead of reaching for that bar of chocolate, I will go get walnuts, yogurt, or cranberry raisins from my pantry. Yeah, in fact, I think walnuts are my go-to now. I literally stock them every month. I get them from Costco. I think it's about $10 a bag. It's super tasty. I love it. And I love how it's also really good for your brain health. Win-win, eh? Yeah. And now, next thing on my list is to incorporate more brain-boosting foods. Omega-3s from fatty fish, colorful veggies, they support cognitive function. And that makes it easier for you to see things clearly. And this is also how I've managed to not dwell on negative thoughts for days. Honestly, now, as I mentioned earlier, it takes me 2 to 4 hours to get back up and get things going with a positive mindset. Crazy, but honestly, nutrition plays a huge role. Lastly, make sure you are stocking up on adaptogenic herbs or supplements. They can help your body cope better with chronic stress. For me, I like to keep my gut health in check every day with my Greek yogurt, magnesium supplements, dandelion root tea, and maca powder. I also know my body so well that as soon as I can feel stress hitting me, I will go straight to nourishing my body, practicing mindfulness or somatic movements to calm myself down. All right, ambitious achievers, imposter syndrome won't disappear overnight, even if you apply all the tips that I've shared with you on this podcast. But you can weaken its grip, trust me, because it has helped me tremendously. And remember, you're worthy of your success, own your power, and nourish your body along with your mind. And if you need any support, check out my coaching programs at bithia.co. That's bithiah.co. Until next time, keep shining and believing in yourself.